The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Howdy and happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Oh, our mobile phones practically just attached to our hips nowadays, aren't they? Some are actually a little on the big side, though, so it's kind of a pain to get them in the pocket. You wish you could just kind of fold them over and, yeah, there you go. Well, I think we're going to be able to do that soon. Yes, it looks like the folks over at Samsung, yep, have got a foldable phone coming for us. Calling it the new Infinity Flex Display. It was actually unveiled yesterday, and this new technology from Samsung will allow a tablet-sized screen to actually fold into a device that approximates the size and shape of a smartphone. Meaning, yes, you could have this big-ass tablet, and you just fold it down. It's in my pocket now. Pretty cool, yeah. Now, like with futuristic technology, you usually say, this is coming out, you know, maybe 2, 3, maybe 5 years down the line. Samsung is not going to do that to us. This thing is actually rumored to be shipping next year. From what we do know, though, the internal display is 7.3 inches, and will have a screen resolution of 1536 by 2152. Now, if the folding display wasn't enough, the cover display, as they're putting it, will be 4.5 inches. In size and have a resolution of 840 by 1960. So yeah, I guess you could kind of say the future is arriving. Heading over stateside now, particularly for cord cutters, even though I don't know how much this is going to be killing the cord when you hear me talk about it. Comcast looks like they're planning a set-top box for streaming people out there, meaning cord cutters. And I know I just lost you when I said Comcast. But before you completely jump off the cliff, let me tell you about it. It's going to have streaming apps like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and YouTube right on board. They're saying it's also going to have voice control for navigation. That's almost standard nowadays, isn't it? And there's speculation it will have access to Comcast, you guessed it, streaming cable. Yes, they're IPTV, similar to Hulu or YouTube TV or DirecTV now. There's so many out there. But again, though, those are just rumors. One thing you are going to be losing out on, though, is an app section. What you see is what you get. Oh, and the other little hiccup, you're going to have Comcast internet. Nope, not going to work with any other network provider. Yeah, now go ahead and you can jump off the cliff. iHeartRadio listeners with your Sonos speakers, yeah, they don't really play well together. They kind of do, but it's not very happily. Well, that's changing, because iHeartRadio's app now supports direct control of Sonos speakers. Basically, this is pressure because Pandora, Spotify, Tidal, yeah, even Tidal. They all let you control it, but iHeartRadio was just kind of like, oh yeah, okay, well, we'll get to it. Now, this is actually going to work very much like AirPlay 2 support. You'll have to go to the app that you want to use, of course, and with this case, you won't be relying on Sonos's interface app. To take advantage of the features, just go update your iHeartRadio app now. You should be good to go. And finally, now we've been hearing this for years, and it's been debunked so many times. I'm talking about dark mode on the smartphone is supposed to save your battery. Yeah, no, it doesn't. That's just a myth. Then you got the other side going, well, no, it does. I can prove it. Well, Google's just done that. Yes, it seems Google has actually confirmed that the dark mode, at least on their own platform, mobile operating system, that being Android, actually uses less power and drains battery less quickly. Now, I know what you're sitting there thinking. Wait a minute. This is a company that said, no, don't bother with this. You need to make your apps and use white as the main color in the background. You remember those days? Well, apparently they're saying, yeah, we made a mistake on that. So how much battery life are you saving when it comes to dark mode? Google actually showed how dark mode in YouTube can use, get this, 43% less power at full brightness. Now, mind you, if your screen brightness was at 50%, it's only 4% less. But still, at 100%, 43% less? Yeah, we were definitely getting a lot of BS when it came to dark mode for many years. So, the next time you have that option coming up saying, do you want to try out dark mode? Well, if you want to save battery lives, it's best you click on that. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website with our podcasts, our blog reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us. We would love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Yep, it is the weekend. We're ready to get it started. I'm sure you are too. However, though, we will be back with you on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, switch on that dark mode on your phone and party down till you puke. Have a great Friday and a weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.